Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the mountain. So we have prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but by men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
Our passage for today's devotion is a good example of the importance of using a good commentary or word study to understand the meaning of the text. The book of 2 Peter was originally written in Greek, which often would use a different word order than English, and when translated word for word can sound a bit odd or hard to understand. In verse 19 he writes, "We have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention." Focus on the odd sentence structure, made more sure. Let's take a look at what Peter is saying through his language. Peter is reminding his readers that Scripture is the prophetic word of God and not cleverly devised tales. It is about the power and advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, something that Peter personally witnessed and proclaimed. However, because he knew that his readers would be exposed to false teachers who would make up all kinds of stories, he teaches that Scripture is even more important than his own experience with Christ. Although his walk with Christ really happened, he ranks the prophetic word above any experience. Peter tells them Scripture must be their focus because it is a lamp shining in a dark place, and to keep that focus until the day dawns and the morning star arises. Like Peter's audience of old, we too must keep our focus on the Word of God, which lights the murky darkness of our own times with the truth. Our personal experience is good, but what is made more sure is the Word.
Lord, thank you for the gift of discernment. Christians often hear the critical arguments of the unbeliever who distorts the message of the gospel with misinterpretations and falsehoods. We pray to be vigilant in our studies of your word so that we may always recognize the truth from a lie and bring you glory.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.